Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Handle on the news.
Handle on the news.
Bill Handle.
Is confusing, creepy, Japanese as hell. First of all, the fact that it knows that it's poop and it still smiles, I think that's just something we all can learn as humans.
And now, here's Bill Handle.
And happy Friday, Handle and the morning crew. And we're ending the week with, I'm not going to say momentous news. Later on, what I want to do is talk about, and we're going to do this at 9 o'clock, talk about this, quote, constitutional crisis and the big deal that everybody's making about Trump is we don't know if he's going to engage in a peaceful transfer of power. I'm going to tell you why even talking about it is such happy horse crap that I'm just going, please. You know, it's a one-liner. Okay, thank you. Now, let's talk about how New York is opening up Broadway, right? Or Bren Stelly is now opening up inside dining. That is a much, much bigger deal. Or what Bruno is doing at the Anaheim White House. And he has a new, he's got a new appetizer. That I'll spend half an hour talking about. Donald Trump with, oh my God. And I'm going to explain why later on. And he's being compared to Lushenko and Putin and other people who won't give up power. Oh, please. And I'll explain why it's an, oh, please, stop it already. You know, this is a guy who just talks and it means zero. I don't know why people are making such a big deal. I'll explain why I'm saying that a little bit later on. And also, Ruth Bader Ginsburg lying in state at the Capitol, the first woman to ever lie in state. Big deal about that one, too. Stop it, guys. Please also, stop it. And I'll explain why.
I think they were saying the first Jewish person.
There you go. That's important. The first Jewish woman, right, who had a woman rabbi who at her funeral services and the first, you know, go ahead and just start going the first. Okay, so I'm going to talk about that later on. It's a pet peeve. And I had a really interesting discussion just before we went to air with Alex, who is a millennial. She's in her 20s, and she and I were taking opposite sides of this. And I may bring her aboard to talk about a woman of a millennial woman looking at it very differently.
Oh, the issue of these demographic milestones.
Yes. Oh, well said. Right. So Alex and I are going to argue, and I'm going to suggest that you pay attention to that one because Alex will not be joining us anymore as a producer after today.
Oh, come on.
You don't disagree with me on this show.
I disagree. I think we do disagree with you on this show.
I agree with Wayne.
And neither will Wayne.
Agree with Wayne.
And
it's
also,
it's going to be a lonely broadcast.
No,
next
I
week.
I want to welcome Layla, the first African American woman to ever work with me.
Handle.
Is that true?
I don't think that's true.
As a regular on the morning show.
All right.
Okay. That's, we've worked with Layla and, other ethnicities, other people of color and ethnicities and handicaps and heights and, just different medical issues. You know, we've had those people who have chancres on their face and these sores that are, but we're very democratic here and we accept everyone. Okay. With that in mind, let me say a quick hello to Jennifer Jones Lee. Good morning, Jennifer.
Goodbye, Handle.
Yeah, I have a contract. No, so do you.
I do too.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You might be stuck with me.
Yeah, I may be. That's true. And Wayne, good morning. You have a contract, don't you?
I do.
Oh, God, that's depressing. Alex, good morning.
Morning.
You have a contract?
Oh, yeah.
This is getting very depressing. Eric, do you have a contract?
No, Bill.
Yes!
We found the one!
Finally, we discovered some gold at the end of this rainbow. All right. John, I think, is coming back next Tuesday. All right. You guys ready to do it?
Let's do it.
On this Friday, Handle on the News, Jennifer, Wayne, me, late story. Now I see fire. And it's about the Bobcat fire and containment. And so we have two stories of the fires. And I go right into Jennifer, who is our first woman female expert on fires.
Okay. So there's good news on the fire. So the crews, because of the weather, they were able to get a better handle on things. So we're still at 113,000 acres for the fire that started above Azusa and burned into the Antelope Valley. 113 acres, but we're at 50% containment. And this is great because we've got hot, dry, windy forecast for Sunday into next week. So the biggest handle that they can get on that right now is fantastic.
And the El Dorado fire?
That one is still up to, I was just going back because I saw that there was an update to this morning. So I don't want to, let me see if I can get an extra update on this one. But this story says it's still at 22,600 acres. But I thought I just saw containment was even higher than 81%. But let me check.
And then we have the Northern Complex fire, the one that's hit,
864,000 acres, I believe, yesterday, and just 30% containment. That's the largest fire now, and that's in Mendocino and Humboldt counties.
That in the history of California. By a huge amount.
Yeah.
And we don't know if firefighters have said, well, how quickly is it growing? Do we have any idea about that?
I don't think it's growing as rapidly as it was, which is good. And so I think that they do have a better handle on that one specifically. But, and yes, El Dorado is still at 81%. The thing that I saw a second ago, I guess, was wrong.
All right. Two vehicles, one crowd. There were protests in Hollywood last night, protesting for justice for Breonna Taylor. And not one, but two different vehicles drove into the crowd. The first one was a blue pickup truck. Drove through the crowd, hit somebody. Cops stopped that guy a little ways away. And then a little bit later, somebody in a Prius drove into the crowd, tried to drive away, got caught by the cops as well.
And you have these protests that are going on all over the country for Breonna Taylor. And it's, I was talking to Robin, our program director yesterday, and there's no such thing as a nuanced understanding of what's going on. It doesn't exist anymore. As I've been saying, everything is George Floyd. Here are cops who entered a house on a warrant. Now, there's all kinds of controversy. Did they in fact announce themselves as police? Did they not? And all of those reasons. I mean, there is some controversy there. There is no controversy about Walker, the boyfriend, shooting at the cops and wounding one. No chance that he's going to get in trouble with that one. Legitimate self-defense. However, a police officer shooting back when someone is shooting at him, that is murder if someone is killed during that case. Straight out murder. And that's what the demonstrate. Justice for Breonna. I don't even know what that means. Well, yes, I do know what that means. That means let's convict these guys of murder. That's justice. And so the lack of nuance is so depressing where we go on to the the politics of it that are so disparate. Good for me. And it's, I know, how far do we go with that one? And it's not getting any better either. Man, you know, the year 2020, you watch what historians are going to say about this one. All right, let's go ahead and take a break, come back, and we'll do more Handle on the News. That's what I'm going to do. And good morning, Bill Handle here. Friday, September 25, and welcome back to the morning show. And let's continue with Handle on the News. Jennifer, Wayne, me.
26-year-old Laronzo Johnson has been charged now in the shooting of two cops in Louisville. This was in that first night of protests after the DA announced that the officers weren't going to be charged in the killing of Breonna Taylor. Now, apparently, Johnson was part of the crowd that was told to disperse after setting fires and causing property damage. And that's when, apparently, they've got video that shows him intentionally firing multiple times at officers, hitting two of them. And I just found out one of the officers is already out of the hospital.
I have a question, and Wayne, maybe you can jump in on this. Assault on a police officer, wanton endangerment of police officers. Why not attempted murder at this point of a police officer? You would think that that would be the major charge.
Well, I would say, given how recent this incident is.
It's just a question of time.
I think what you do is you get the guy with placeholders for the thing that legally can't possibly be argued about. Then you shore it up.
Yeah.
And I would not be surprised if you get attempted murder coming a little bit later in the process.
And hopefully he does genuinely the rest of his life in jail. And never sees the outside of a jail cell. And I always want to ask these guys, as upset as you are, is it worth it for the rest of your life to be in prison? And I'd like to ask them, what do they say to that? Are they just squirrely? Do they just think, don't think? Do they just act out of the moment? Do they, kill police officers or try and take the risk that they're not going to get caught?
Well, I think there's some of the first, because this is definitely a heat of passion, emotions are inflamed. But also this, I never spoke to an offender who believed when they committed their crime that they would be caught.
Okay.
Huh. Standing outside, especially if you don't have a criminal mindset, you think about, what are the consequences? What if I get caught? They don't. They don't think they're going to get caught. And this guy, I guarantee you, when he fired those shots, he was not in any way conceiving that he would ever be held to answer.
Right. And then and I'm wondering if these guys regret, well, not regret actually the morality of what they do, but just go, boy, that was stupid. Look what it cost me.
He's probably rethinking, okay, there were so many people around, there are cameras around. And sometimes, you know what they do? They go back over it and they try to reimagine how they could have done it better to have not been caught.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What did I do wrong? And if I had it to do over again, here's what I would do differently.
And Wayne's seen a fair number of defendants over the years, too.
Thousands. Hey, here's someone who will not be a defendant. LA County DA's office says they will not file charges against reporter Josie Wang.
Your first name is Freedom.
No kidding. By the way, this is not a surprising decision. She was covering a protest. She asked the sheriff a question during a press conference. She had her press lanyard around her neck. And some deputies decided that she was in the way or wasn't moving away fast enough and threw her down to the ground. And then the sheriff's department has been lying their butts off, saying she never identified herself.
That's crazy.
Which is 100% provable, untrue,
absolutely,
with multiple witnesses and video.
Yeah.
So the DA is not going to charge her with anything.
And my question is, and we talked to Steve Gregory, who is there? Right. He was there and didn't actually see it happen. But the police declared, from what we understand, the police declared an unlawful assembly, asked for disbursement. The reporters go across the street. They comply 100%. From what I understand, she goes in or goes farther in. That's all the police should have said. Forget about the KPCC reporter. It doesn't matter if you're a reporter or not. What reporters are exempt from an order to disperse. And if they had just left it at that, just because of that, I would have arrested her if I were an officer. Just because of that, I would have grabbed the first person. And if she was the first person that I could get to, there you go. It's an arrest. And if she resisted, down to the ground, they go, and there come the handcuffs. Why the sheriffs did this, this whole thing, she didn't identify herself and couldn't see, and the press credentials weren't exactly correct. I don't understand it.
To me, it is order to disperse. You pay attention to the police, particularly under these circumstances.
You know, in this case, I mean, I wasn't there, so I don't know how blatant she was or wasn't.
Yeah, and I wasn't there either.
But I just want to say generally that sometimes you see a cover-up when there doesn't need to be one.
It's exactly what the case is here. I believe.
Hey, let's say she never told us she was a reporter.
Right, right.
Saying is true, Bill, they wouldn't have to.
Right. It's incidental.
Get into any of that.
It's incidental to the process. All right.
It'll be interesting to see if there's a wrongful arrest lawsuit filed against the sheriffs for this, because they held her for 5 hours for obstructing an officer.
And, okay. What? Right. So 5 hours in jail. What's that worth in this?
Oh, I don't know. The amount of money may not be.
$1.8 million for 5 hours. That's about right. You know, and so the city is going to settle for $1 million so they don't have to go to trial. So it'll be in the range of $200,000 an hour, which isn't a bad buck, is it? Let's take a break.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And good morning, Bill Handel and the morning crew. Friday, September 25th. Let's continue on and get through a lot of these stories, hopefully, with Handel on the news. Jennifer.
An LAPD officer has been charged with stealing money while helped to serve a warrant at a warehouse downtown. Here
comes the money. Faster.
Okay, marijuana was being grown illegally, and he is suspected of taking money out of a backpack.
That's correct. Let's quickly move on. You think he's in trouble? I think he's in trouble, and he's going to go to jail. I think he is. Absolutely. All right, Wayne.
President Trump appeared where Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg was lying in repose to the Supreme Court, and some people in the crowd booed him.
Yeah, they did.
Which, listen, wrong time. Wrong time, wrong place to boo a president.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I looked at the video of this. There only seemed to be just a few people.
Yeah.
You saw them in line, and it was in the dozens of people that were there. And so how does that become a story with dozens of people booing the president? It becomes a national story. I don't get it. I think
because of how inappropriate it is.
Yeah, but please.
When you're there mourning, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg to boo the president, you'd wait, boo him at another time. Boo him at a campaign.
Hey, I'm not even arguing that. I mean, you're right. But a few dozen people. All right. Now, what if there were a few dozen people in a protest? You know, how big would that be? You know, boy, there's a story with three dozen people. That's the point. I remember there was a protest outside here at KFI that was covered by, I think, Channel 5, right? And you saw the video of those people. There were six people there, and it was covered, and it was actually covered on the news. I mean, come on, really?
Well, you know the thing, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, but that's not
well,
bleeding.
Well, apparently, if it boos, it's news.
Oh. Whoa. And there you go. Wind. And no one seemed to be asleep. So if it boos, it's news, and no one is snoozing. All right, let me just go on.
All right, Mary Trump's out with a book, and now she's out with a lawsuit. She claims that President Trump and his siblings fleeced her out of tens of millions of dollars. So she's suing her uncle, his sister, and their late brother in the Supreme Court in Manhattan, alleging they cheated her out of her inheritance.
You know, normally, I would think this is just a disgruntled family member. I totally believe every word of this. I think that this family screws everybody, including each other. I have no problem with that. I mean, Trump University and all the bankruptcies and then the father on and on. And Jared Kushner's dad going to jail. Not that Kushner was involved, but boy, this entire family is a piece of work. So I completely believe that. By the way, we're not just talking Donald Trump. I mean, his dad with the shenanigans, being accused of being a slumlord, and it's fantastic. It's going to be interesting when the all the stories of Trump and the family come out. And she's asking for what, $500,000? And that's it? She was fleeced out of tens of millions of dollars, compensatory damages of more than $500,000?
Well, they're saying that she was fleeced out of tens of millions of dollars, but you're right. The compensatory damage, well, of more than $500,000.
Yeah, you know, oh, yeah.
That may be a threshold.
Right, that probably is. Minimal,
for jurisdiction.
Yeah, that may be. You're right.
Federal judge has ordered the census to keep going. Government wanted to stop counting at the end of this month, and a federal judge just says, oh, no, 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 you will keep counting until the end of October.
Yeah, and the argument that the government is saying is in order to finish it by December 31st, we have to stop it. And then, of course, the politics, the census, the more people there are, then it's politically, it hurts the Republicans, the White House. I don't quite understand that formula, but it's there. And is there anything in the Constitution that says it has to be done in 1 year, the count? I think it has to be done every 10 years.
I think in the language of the Constitution itself, there's wiggle room to argue about whether it has to be done in that 10th
year. Right, and you can certainly argue, the counting must be finished.
Yes, but you could count, I guess you could count until December 31st.
Yes.
The Constitution doesn't say
right
when you have to report the results
right
necessarily.
So the argument that it all has to be done by December 31st is a specious argument. There's nothing in the Constitution that says, here we go. We just go on. All right. Now the Democrats and the Republicans.
The Democrats have shaved a little bit off of their plan for a new stimulus plan. It's gone from a $3 trillion plan to a $2.4 trillion plan. However, this is still far, far, far away from the $500 billion plan that the Republicans had proposed.
I think they're already up to a trillion. And I don't know if there's a matter of fact, according to Steve Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, they're looking at $1.3 trillion, but that's still $1 trillion
away.
Off.
Yeah.
That's all. You know, a trillion here, a trillion there. Who cares?
It's 2020.
Yeah, you're right. All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back and finish it up. KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. I don't really care anymore. And back we go. Bill Handel, Morning Crew, Friday, September 25. Let's finish up. Handel on the news on this Friday. Jennifer, Wayne, me.
Oh, come on. The LA County COVID-19 transmission rate is ticking up again.
I've got the corona. I've got the virus.
You know, and Barbara Ferrer has been so into this idea that post-Labor Day surge, we got to make sure we don't have one. And now the transmission rate has crept above one. That means, you know, at one, it means everybody who has it will give it to one other person. And one is considered not bad. Well, it's crept above one, so we're just getting farther away from being able to reopen anything.
Yeah, and there were 5, 6, 8% or 8 people, during the heyday. And so we now have an uptick. And so...
We're never reopening.
No, we have hot spots, and then we have warm spots, and then lukewarm spots, and then cool spots around the country, and then we have cold, and then we have very cold, then we have icy. There's a lot of levels. A lot of levels of, and then we have all these colors, which is also fun.
Oh, speaking of colors, Google Maps has a new color-coded region to make it easier for you to see where COVID-19 cases are around you and spiking. I feel like this is the Megan's Law of COVID-19.
That's exactly it. It makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because you look at it and you're going someplace and all of a sudden you see a map that I'm assuming has intensity or different colors. I've never seen this.
Yeah.
But that's what they do when you look at the analysis where they go to the different states. You have light yellow and you have darker yellow, and then you have,
sure,
you know, and you look at the darker reds, et cetera, and you go, whoa, I'm not getting anywhere near there. Is that going to help? Yeah, probably, if people stay away. But how many people are going to stay away? You got to go to work. I assume that non-necessary trips.
Yeah, that might make a difference where you say, oh, I didn't know in that part of L.A. that it was specifically high. So, I'll go into a different area instead.
Right.
Want to go to Hawaii? Don't want to have to do a quarantine? United Airlines got you covered. Can we pretend that airplane's in the For a price, of course, United will offer a $250 coronavirus test for people flying to Hawaii. But if you test negative, you don't have to do the 14-day quarantine.
Yeah. So a couple of questions. By the way, it's not United charging that. They're sending you to a lab who charges that. So it's, and unless there's a kickback coming back, I don't think United.
No. I don't think
so,
there is.
Now, knowing that it's a 14-day quarantine, who is going to Hawaii?
Nobody, because who has an extra 14 days to add on to their vacation?
Right. And so now, just add $250 to the price of a ticket, and you get to go to Hawaii. And I tell you, all the tourist spots, when you go to those luau's, there ain't going to be many people. There's going to be plenty of pork to eat, that's for sure.
The Pac-12 says, yes, it is game on. Well, it's 7 games on anyway.
Quite the season.
I don't know. And they keep saying this is not about money. This is not about money. But 7 games? I heard one of the Pac-12 officials this morning talking about how this would give them plenty of a barometer to see which teams are best this year. And it's 7 games.
Are they starting in with the playoffs?
I almost feel like they should.
Straight out. We're in the playoffs.
Why not?
With 7 is probably the case.
Well, it's better than their original plan, which was none.
That's true.
True.
Oh, no. A UC regent wrote an inappropriate letter of support to get a kid into Berkeley.
Oh, you can't do that.
Yeah, just
this
part
is coming
of the story.
Out of that audit where they found out UC admitted about with 64 students, I think, that really shouldn't have been, but they had connections.
And so this is a regent who did it, and that's there's no surprise there. We have to go to story 17. There is no question about that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
To end the show.
There's a reason those condoms are so affordable. They're used.
Used
Police
condoms.
Police have seized over 300,000 used condoms that had been rinsed.
Oh.
And I believe repackaged for sale in a factory in Vietnam.
Now, you can't really tell the difference because they are cleaned, theoretically.
Washed and reshaped.
Right, and then reshaped and then wrapped up and probably packaged as opposed to hanging on a clothesline. And then, you know, you say, okay, I'll take 4 of those. That's not quite.
Do you hand dry those? Do you with a paper towel? Do you put a blow dryer on them?
I think you probably, or you let them air dry, maybe.
But they're
back on the clotheslines with 300,000 of them.
And then you got to re-roll them. Here's the guy I want to know more about, because where did all these used condoms come from? Well, according to the owner of this factory, he received a regular supply of the used condoms from an unidentified man.
Who is that man?
Yeah, he was really tired. He would barely be able to make it with his package of condoms. They found almost 800 pounds of used condoms in these huge
bags. That makes it
even
more disgusting when you put it that way.
Yeah, quite the story. There's entrepreneurship brought to a very high level.
Condoms, I think, is something you got to go top shelf with condoms.
You really do.
You don't. Can you imagine? That's not where you find wiggle room in your budget.
Unless you, but never mind. I'm not going to do a wiggle room joke.
I just pictured that guy going on Shark Tank, going, "Hey guys, I got a great idea."
That's a winner. All right, that's a wiener. Okay, we are done.
Let's not stretch this out.
Oh God, we're done with that. I'm just ribbing you though. Okay, that's. Jim Ryan, ABC News correspondent in Louisville. We're going to talk to him. KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.